Texas law that would allow state and local police to make immigration arrests is once again in court today. SB 4 is supported by Texas Governor Greg Abbott and was passed by the state's Republican-led legislature. But the Biden administration sued to stop it from going into effect, claiming it's the federal government's job to enforce immigration law. Lawyers for the state of Texas are in federal court today, arguing the state needs the authority to make immigration arrests. Joining us for more is Julian Aguilar. He's a reporter for the Texas Newsroom based in El Paso. Welcome back to Here and Now, Julian.
Thanks for having me back on.
So remind us what this law would do if it's allowed to go into effect.
Sure. So it was passed late last year, and it was scheduled to go into effect in March. What it would do, it allows any police officer in the state of Texas, whether that's a state trooper or a local police officer, to arrest somebody on suspicion of being in the country illegally. And it also has a removal mechanism where a local judge can order the migrant that is charged under this new state law to return to Mexico, and that's regardless of their nationality, wherever they came from originally.
Okay, and that's the heart of the federal government's case. You're saying it should be the one to do that. This case has already gone to the Supreme Court. How did it end up back at the Fifth Circuit?
Sure, it was a dizzying back and forth over the last few weeks. So in late February, a federal judge blocked the law. A federal judge based in Austin says, just that the DOJ's arguments were correct, that this is a federal policy, not a state policy. The state of Texas appealed that to the conservative Fifth Circuit Court out of New Orleans. And there was a back and forth after that. It was put on hold, and the Supreme Court said, no, it's going to go into effect. And that lasted a couple hours before a new three-judge panel at the Fifth Circuit said, no, we're going to keep it on hold as the case plays out. So it's still on hold, and today's arguments were based on the merits of the law, the actual lawsuit. So it's unclear when they're going to rule, but that is the status right now. Texas is making its case that it should be in play. Meanwhile, it's blocked until the court figures out exactly what to do.
Okay, and so as that happens in court, let's just talk about the law itself, because local law enforcement would be empowered to enforce immigration laws, but not all of law enforcement supports this change. Why?
They're worried about some concerns about racial profiling. It's a statewide law. I mean, some folks have said, no, it's mainly going to apply to the border, but the actual text of the law, it applies statewide. So, what does an undocumented person look like? Are they going to pull over people that are working on landscaping crews or working construction? Texas enjoys a lot of undocumented labor. Is it going to be because of somebody's color of their skin? Or are they actually going to have to see somebody coming over? So local law enforcement, they say, look, we're concerned about this racial profiling. And they say that they don't have a lot of resources to enforce it. This is going to pack their jails, and it's going to pull, local police officers away from, their day-to-day duties of keeping the community safe. Now, that's not to be said that there aren't local law enforcement officers and sheriffs that do support it, but they're just kind of scratching their head about how exactly to implement it if it does go forward.
And Mexico has made clear it's not happy about this Texas law. What is their concern?
Sure, they're concerned. I mean, they filed a brief in court saying, this could sour international relations. Mexico is one of the country's top trade partners. The state of Texas is definitely the top trade partner. So they're saying, look, not everybody that is going to be arrested and sent back to Mexico under this law is from Mexico. So they have put their foot down and say, we're not going to comply, which, leaves many more questions about how this will be enforced.
And I'm wondering what the implications are beyond Texas if this law goes into effect. I mean, I've heard from many people, to your point of racial profiling, like, what kind of documentation are people going to have to just carry around in their back pocket to prove their right to be in the country?
Sure. Again, those are questions that the opponents of the bill say haven't been answered. Obviously, there's a lot of focus on a 2012 decision out of Arizona that struck down that law, saying that people had to carry their documents around. That's the federal government's main argument, saying, look, this has already been decided by the courts. But you are seeing similar states enact similar legislation. They sort of feel empowered by what Texas has done. And Texas has made no secret that they intend to challenge that 2012 decision. And this is likely going to go to the Supreme Court.
And do you expect a decision from this court, from the hearing today, anytime soon?
Yeah, so it's always hard to predict exactly what a federal court is going to do. There, legal experts have said because they have already weighed in on this issue, recently within the last few weeks, that might sort of speed up the timeline. But as of today, there's no decision. So, we're just going to have to wait and see on how quickly they decide after today's arguments.
Julian Aguilar is a reporter for the Texas Newsroom. Thank you, Julian.
Thank you so much.